there, move the chains. With 1:45 remaining, the clock has stopped momentarily to move the chains. They're going to take this one at the Harbor Beach 44-yard line with 1:45 to go.
Lisuski and Cody Puff on the hit for the Pirates.
So the 25th carry for Jason Kaufman for 121 yards thus far in the game. And Ubley's going to try and knock this one in one more time before this one runs out. The clock winding down with a minute and a half left in Ubley 34, Harbor Beach, Ubley 16. They're on the Harbor Beach 44-yard line. Two men in the backfield, two to the right, and Drake under center. Drake rolls back to pass, looking, rolls to his right, to the right sideline, where is intended for number five, Jason Kaufman, but it looked like there was a little bit tipped there, and it goes out of bounds, incomplete.
Pull apart, tipped it, knocked it out of bounds. They had great coverage. He ran a square out to the sideline on a 90-degree cut, and Colapart cut underneath and tipped the ball and knocked it away.
So it's now 2nd and 10 for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 44-yard line as this one's winding down. A minute 15 with the clock stopped in the fourth quarter, 34-16, Harbor Beach over Ubley. A great game, regardless of the score. The score is a little more wide open than the actual game was.
Well, Harbor Beach had big scores. Ubley is a grinded-out football team.
And number 45, Jimmy Shaw, breaks out. He has the first down. He's down to the 20-yard line until he's brought down at the 16-yard line. Jimmy Shaw all of a sudden breaks free from the 44-yard line down to the 16.
Well, Kraft was trying to pull the football out, but he forgot one thing. When you're pulling the football out, you got to tackle. And he continued on downfield and had a gain. And it's now looks like they're going to spot Clark at the 15 or 16.
Yeah, that's about 16 or 16. 28-yard gain there for Jimmy Shaw. Now with a minute remaining in this one, probably now on Harbor Beach's 15-yard line. It's a handoff to number 45 once again, Jimmy Shaw. With 50 seconds out of the clock continues to wind down, they're trying to get the play in. And that's going to be a gain of about 4 for Jimmy Shaw. That's a gain of 5, excuse me. So as this one's winding down, 40 seconds to go. Ubley's going to try and get a few more plays in here. As mathematically, I don't think this one's feasible for Ubley.
It's over.
So 30 seconds remain. Ubley, two men in the backfield, two to the right. Drake under center. And he hands this one off to number five, Jason Kaufman. He gets down to about the 3-yard line until he stopped. That was almost a touchdown. That had the potential.
Well, he's brought down by number 45, Sloan Klosky, but he almost was able to get in, but Sloan says, no, not yet.
Gain of 6 for 127 yards thus far on 26 carries.
Timeout by the Bearcats.
And a timeout by the Bearcats with 20 seconds left. We're going to stick with this one out. We're going to watch this one to the bitter end.
Okay, well, right now you can maybe think about what the Pirates did, Clark, here in the game. They started out with a surprise in running the shotgun formation and spreading out four receivers, two to the left and two to the right. And that was key because Sloan Klosky broke the first one and I think shocked the Bearcats.
Absolutely.
And put up 8 points in the first quarter, and the Pirates are off and running here as the Bearcats try to add some more points on for moral support.
And for the Pirates, I must note, on the first drive, it only took 2 plays to score. In the second drive, 3 plays. In the third drive, 5 plays.
Yeah.
So only 10 plays to get 21 points on the board. So, first and goal, for the Bearcats. They push down to about the 1-yard line. A handoff from Drake, too. Really not sure.
There's another timeout
on the field.
Yeah, host the Pirates in there along with Klasky and Colapart and Mike Lukowski for the Pirates. As the Bearcats call the timeout on this one again as there looks like they're at the 6-inch line, Clark.
And Jimmy Shaw doing the ball carrying duties there gets down about 3 more yards, about the 6-inch line, like you're saying. Second and goal for the Bearcats. This one just about over 11 seconds left. Harbor Beach 34, Ubley 16. As people are starting to. The natives are restless, in fact.
Right, and the queen tonight, Nicole Kabotsky,
yes,
for the Bearcats.
Yes,
congratulations,
indeed. Congratulations. And I do like how Ubley does that. They have the fathers of the court escort their daughters.
Oh, yes.
Very, very classy move. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So props to the Ubley school board and Ubley school district there on that move. so. It's going to be second and goal here. And they're lined up, but all of a sudden, there's a flag on the play. And what's
delay
it going to
game?
Be?
No, offside.
Offsides. Offsides on the player.
How can you get offsides when they're 6 inches away?
Well, so that one's half the distance of the goal line. It brings up second and 3 inches.
Somebody on this side lined up offsides on the end. It might have been Ginther as he's trying to get up there close and jump on the
line. And the wing tee. And Jason Coffin, the ball carrier, gets caught in the backfield.
They
no go.
Him.
And they stopped him dead in his tracks. As the Harbor Beach Pirates got a hold of a Gatorade cooler there and doused the defensive coordinator, Ron Rubel.
Yes, he had a nice call on, and Coach Rubel's going out there now all soaking wet.
Okay, there's another timeout, the third and final timeout for the Ubbly Bearcats with 5 seconds left. So they are pushed back to the 2-yard line now after Jason Coffin was stopped in the backfield by the Harbor Beach defense. And 5 seconds left, Harbor Beach 34, Ubbly 16. Very entertaining game without a doubt. It started out Harbor Beach scoring fast and furiously. Then all of a sudden here came the Bearcats, very slow and methodical in that wing tee offense, just marching down the field.
The biggest shock to them had to be the quickness of the Pirates and how quick they score. And the other thing, I got to tip my hat off to the offensive line of the Pirates and the defensive line of the Pirates.
Absolutely.
And the offensive line of the Bearcats as well. Up Clark a little bit.
As Ron Lehrman tries to stab me with a pencil, it's a touchdown. Pass complete to number 30. Number 30, Curtis Booms, the end for the Bearcats. Gets it into the end zone as time expires. Curtis Booms, number 30, with the 3-yard reception for the touchdown.
So that's going to make it 24. Or 22, excuse me.
22-34 with the, and that's going to wrap it up. And just like that, Harbor Beach steals one away from Ubbly on their homecoming at Ubbly. 34-22. 34-22, Harbor Beach over Ubbly. We're going to wrap this one up right after this. You're tuned to WLEW.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinet is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubbly Bearcats good luck in their homecoming game against the Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Remember when your mom told you not to trust strangers? She was right. Don't go to a stranger for insurance protection when there's a familiar, trusted Farm Bureau insurance agent right in your home community. Casey Ahn of Harbor Beach in Ubbly has been doing a great job of serving the Thumb area for several years. Casey can handle all your insurance needs, life, auto, farm, retirement, and more. Casey Ahn offers personal service, face-to-face visits, and he'll be there when you need help the most. So call Casey Ahn in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubbly at 658-8538. Ask about multi-policy discounts to help you save even more on your insurance. Casey Ahn of Harbor Beach and Ubbly, your personal Farm Bureau insurance agent. Find out how he can be your best friend on your worst day. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Ahn, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubbly. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and